the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today's Mass is that of Saint Pope Marcellus I, and he was Pope in a very special moment of the Church, because when he was elected, that is in the year 308 in the Roman Empire, the Church had never suffered more than during this period when he reigned. The evil officials of the empire chained and imprisoned and even killed many men and women, even old men and children, from all classes of society, both the free men and the slaves. Whoever was caught of worshipping our Lord, he was in danger of losing everything he had, including his life. And this period was so fierce in persecution that for almost 4 years the Church herself was without her head, the vicar of her head, that is the Holy Roman Pontiff, because the officials who did the persecution especially watched out for priests and bishops. For many years it was impossible to elect a new pope when they imprisoned and killed the previous one. Finally, in the year 308, the Roman clergy managed again to establish the new vicar of Christ, that is our today's saint, Pope Saint Marcellus. But the persecution continued even during his reign, because it was too dangerous for Christians to go to worship to churches. They had to meet in private homes and to say Mass in a very secret and low-key manner. And this what the Pope, Saint Marcellus, as well had to do. He couldn't go to his cathedral church or to any of his parish churches, but he had to seek refuge from a wealthy Roman lady who kindly offered him her big house to be used as a church where he could say Mass and to do his best in order to establish her order among the persecuted Church. But eventually Pope Saint Marcellus himself was caught by the officials. The emperor, whose name was Maxentius, heard that the Pope was again saying Mass and governing the Christian Church in the emperor's domain. And the emperor got so furious of this that he ordered the Pope and his church to be captured. And for further humiliation, the emperor turned this house, which was now a church, he turned it into stable and put the imperial horses there. And on top of it all, he forced the imprisoned Pope to work there. So all the reign of Pope Saint Marcellus was filled with tribulation, but he, as a saint and as a Christian, knew very well that even amid all the troubles and tribulation, God always provides for his servants. First of all, God gives to his saints comfort and strength to face persecutions and to handle difficult situations. And most of all, he gives them hope, the hope for the better times, and most of all, hope for everlasting heavenly life. And when Pope Saint Marcellus was emperor's prisoner, and he had to take care of the cattle and the horses of this church, now turned to stable, he, as all God's saints, had great consolation of the thought that eventually things will get better, and eventually God's holy church will triumph. And this his imprisonment offered him also much source for practicing self-humility, because after all, didn't our Lord himself came as man in a poor stable and from very humble parents, and from a mother who, practically speaking, was invisible for the mighty ones of the earth, that he was deemed that Saint Marcellus was deemed worthy of this way, following the footsteps of our Lord himself, had to be a great consolation to him. And as Saint Paul, who himself was a prisoner, writes today, God is the God of comfort and the rescuer of all those who are in tribulation. And this situation and these difficulties which our saint faced are source of consolation for all of us. Here in Cincinnati, we have a great and a big and a good and proper place for the worship of our Lord. But in many places where we go to say Mass, we don't have a church. So we have to do like the clergy during persecution, to stay at people's home and say the Mass there. But even though the mighty churches and big buildings might be somewhere else than in our possession, we are worshippers of the God of comfort. And as with the early church, as God did deliver his saints and did deliver his church, we also have the hope that whatever way God should choose, in the end, his holy church will triumph. And in the end, what matters most is that we will triumph in the future everlasting life. We, as the early church leaders and Christians, we may face many difficulties and hardships in our humble effort to follow at the footsteps of our Savior, but because we worship the God of comfort and the God who rescues from tribulation, we have the hope and we have the trust that his church will triumph as she always has, and that we also have the hope of joining to the saints of God in our everlasting heavenly kingdom, which always stays, and which no enemy, whether worldly or spiritual, can ever destroy. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.